Hola, buenos días. I'm Veronica Gavilsky from Planeta Acela, and I am here with Laura Fagan from our Spanish and Human Services program. She attended the program in Lima, Peru. Laura, thank you for speaking with me today.
Of course.
Can you tell me more about yourself?
I am 21 years old. I go to Brandeis University. I'm a psychology major and a women's studies minor. I dance at school. I also love to do volunteer work, and I'm a swimmer.
Excellent. So, what were your first thoughts when you read information about the Spanish and Human Services program?
My initial thoughts, I was really excited because I've never been to South America before, and it seemed like a really unique program that I was being shown compared to the other programs that were available to me. It seemed more of a hands-on type of program rather than just classrooms and lectures.
And so, what kind of hopes or expectations did you have going in?
My expectations were I wanted to definitely improve the language, and I expected to be more immersed into the culture, and I definitely think both of those things were met.
Did you have any concerns going in?
My only concerns really were because I would be living in a different country and a different culture with a different language, that there would be a difficult adjustment period, at least for the first 2 weeks out of the six. But luckily for me, Acela put me in a place where there was also another Acela student, so she kind of showed me the ropes my first couple of days, and it made everything easier.
Oh, nice. So what were your accommodations there?
I stayed in an apartment in Miraflores with one host mother and her two grandchildren, and it was really nice. I really love living there.
So what is your intended future career?
My future career, I really like to be a counselor, and the reason I chose to do Acela this summer is because, especially where I live, there are a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and unfortunately, because they feel like they can't be understood or there'd be miscommunications, they don't seek out the mental health services as they normally would because they feel like they cannot be understood.
So have you experienced that already? Like seeing people who come in speaking Spanish and, don't stick with something?
Right. I worked at a senior center in my town, and when we would try to do elder affairs, whether that be getting somebody a doctor's appointment or getting them in to see a psychiatrist, it was usually very frustrating for both parties because they couldn't be understood, and then their needs wouldn't be met, so then they would usually just drop the whole thing.
What was your Spanish level going into the program?
Beginner, very, very early beginner.
And how did you feel about the changes in your Spanish throughout those 6 weeks?
I definitely felt like I had improved because although I knew many words going in, I didn't really have a good understanding about grammar, or and I wasn't confident when I would be to a Spanish-speaking person.
Good. Have you gotten a chance to speak with Spanish-speaking people since you've been home?
Unfortunately, not. I am in a break before school starts. I'm hoping when I start my internship, I'll be able to use it again, but I've only been home for about
Oh,
a week.
okay. So what type of volunteer or shadowing things were you able to do?
My two favorite things that we got to do is we volunteered at the Santo Toribio Hospital in Lima. And then the other one was the children's home in Trujillo. Those are my two favorite because we really got to learn how both institutions were run and then got to interact with the children or the patrons of those places.
Nice. And how often did you go to each?
Twice a week for 6 weeks.
How did those two different opportunities impact you?
It was really nice to see a different side of the city because where we were living in Lima, it was very similar to the cities here at home. But then when we went outside of the city, we got to see, as the director Emily would call it, a different reality. And we got to use our Spanish. We got to hear about people's personal life experiences and really see like the things they go through and how they persevere and all the services that are available for them. It was just really nice to see.
Good. So did you know anybody else going into the program?
I did not. No.
Okay. Do you feel like it was difficult to get to know people and find friends to do things with?
I would say it was really easy because since everyone just was kind of thrown into it, we showed up on the first day of school. We had a visit right after school. You really got situated with people very quickly. So with my program in particular, we were very fast friends.
Nice. And have you kept in touch so far, even though you've only been home for a little bit?
Yes, we have.
That's good. So what was the most memorable trip or excursion that you did while in South America?
My most memorable trip was going to Machu Picchu. That was not through Acela, but they did help us arrange everything to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That was really helpful because anywhere we wanted to go, either in Lima or outside of Lima, they really organized it for us and made it kind of a stress-free thing.
Nice. And which, I know there are different ways to get to Machu Picchu and different things to do there. What route did you go?
We went to Cusco first, and we stayed in a hotel, and then we had to take a bus, and then we got on a train, and then you get to the village that's right below Machu Picchu, and then you wait in this crazy long line for like 2 hours, and then you take a bus up to Machu Picchu. But it was lots of fun.
Yeah, that is wonderful. What other activities did you do during your free time?
A lot of the time we would like to explore the city. We knew that there were pre-Incan ruins in Miraflores that we got to see, just walking around the city and seeing the different nightlife. We also like just exploring different museums and things. I went to the Modern Art Museum in Barranco. That was a really nice trip.
Mm-hmm. What different types of food did you get to try?
All kinds. My favorite was ceviche, which is the raw fish in lemon juice, and also anticucho, which is cow heart. It tastes like filet mignon.
Ooh, like grilled? Is that how that is prepared?
Yeah, they put it on a grill, and then you eat it off of a skewer, and it's usually with choclo, which is like the larger corn kernels. It's delicious.
Ooh, that does sound good. How has your perspective on your career or just the world in general changed after the program?
Oh, wow. I would definitely say that I see a little bit more outside myself since going to South America. I really try to see the bigger picture of things rather than just focusing on myself, because although my goals and what I want to do is important, of course, I know that there are other people to take into consideration, especially in the career that I'm taking. I really want to focus on, if I get to be a counselor, which is my hope, to really focus on my clients' needs.
Mm-hmm.
So many different people in South America really gave me perspective on that.
Yeah. What encouragement do you have for others who are maybe feeling tentative about attending the Spanish and Human Services program?
I would definitely say, although it feels really scary before you go, there's so many people there to help and support you, and doing something like this really makes you braver, I think, because then when you come back, I know a lot of the girls said we feel motivated to pursue our school goals and our life goals and career goals and things, because you lived in a different country for 6 weeks, you lived in a different culture, you spoke a different language, and you did it, and you came home, and I don't know. I just say, really go for it.
Yeah. So you kind of felt re-energized then coming back?
Yes.
Good. Do you have a favorite Spanish word or phrase or one that you kind of have fond memories of?
Probably Chiquita, which means like little girl affectionately, because that's what our teachers would call us. And Dad, when they would say goodbye to us, like, adios, mis chiquitas. That's probably one of my favorite words.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, well, thank you so much for your time and sharing your immersion memories.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Yeah.